Right now, the head coach of the Calgary Stampeders joins us. It is Dave Dickinson. Coach, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're well. Boomer, I think, he's got his feet in the lake somewhere right now, and we'll be there for the rest of the week. So there'll be less food questions for you. But how do we find you just, three, 4 days away from the season opener?
Find me well. Excited to get the thing going. I mean, the CFL year kicks off tomorrow, so that's a good thing.
Yes. Now, first off, difficult day, as yourself and Huff noted. Cuts coming on the weekend. Walk us through the conversation you had to have with Anthony Parker, a guy who was set to play his eighth consecutive season as a receiver with the Stampeders.
Yeah, it was a tough decision. We kind of bantered back and forth what we were going to do, and then felt like it was the best decision, not only for ourselves, but there is a salary cap in place. And, you know, we kind of went with extra Americans, guys signing Eric Rogers, and we just felt that that was the best we could do. I called him, and like I said, I could hear his kids in the background, so that's always tough. But he handled it more than gracefully, even though, you know, obviously he wasn't happy about it, but certainly one of the tougher calls. But, you know, Anthony's, whatever he does, wherever he goes, even if he stays here, he'll be successful. So we wish him the best of luck.
Tell us just a little more about the player, because you have worked in this alongside him, so to speak, or having him underneath you as a head coach for such a long amount of time. What were you proud about when he took the field wearing your colors?
Anthony, he was a high draft pick and high expectations, but and a lot of people I know sometimes expected even more than he gave us. But as a staff, he gave us a lot. He gave us versatility, not only to do a good job at his position. He probably is the only guy here in our roster that could tell you what every receiver does in every play. And, you know, ultimately, he lets you sleep well at night because you know you got yourself covered. And he made some big plays for us. You know, he could stretch the field vertically. Also, I thought he was pretty darn good on, like, speed sweeps and stuff like that, you know, where he's a running back. So, ultimately, it's tough. But, yeah, tough business. I think we all know that. And with good players on our roster, we needed to make tough decisions.
What excites you about this group? It is quite a bit younger, and there are a lot of new faces as compared to last year's group.
Yeah, we do. We got a lot of new faces. We got some. We're young. I think ultimately can be a good thing. They have to make sure that they, rally around each other and play to a certain standard. But we're going to have new guys, and I think we've had great competition in camp. I mean, we have four or five potential all-stars that didn't really practice or play at all in the preseason. So these guys were all back at practice yesterday pushing, so it's going to make our decisions to on our opening day roster that much tougher.
Where are you health-wise? Anyone that you can rule out for week one at this point?
Yeah, there's guys, you know, but we also have four or five, like I said, that are practicing now that, you know, if they can show me that they're healthy enough and they got good wind and they're executing the game plan, they know their assignments, I'd like to get them in there. I mean, there's certainly, I'm not going to say that the first game is a do or die, but I want to win. And the best players should be out there.
No question. Tell us about the return game. One of the key cogs on your roster last year was Roy Finch. He is not with the club, at least to start this season, and his future seems to be up in the air. How are you going to handle kick returning?
Well, we kind of made an open competition in camp, and a lot of guys took their shots. We ultimately feel like we got at least a few that can get it done, but I think Terry is in that mix. He looked excellent at punt return, and you know, he'll be on the roster. We still have Tunde on the roster. We have Markin on the roster. We're not sure with Troy Stoudemire if he'll get on there, but he's competing hard. So we've got options, but Terry is the one that I think kind of took the lead horse, and he'll get some opportunities this first week.
Is there a balance there that has to be, kept in mind in terms of if you're going to use him at tailback and he's going to get a hit a bunch there? Are you worried about him taking kicks as well, or are you going to lighten his load knowing that, or are they totally separate things? Let him do both.
Well, I mean, all those other guys except for Troy are starters as well, so we're certainly doing it a little bit more by committee. Ultimately, yeah, you have to. Hopefully not wear someone out, but small rosters in Canada. It's not like you necessarily always just get a guy for this and a guy for that. People have to do multiple things, and Terry will have to do that.
We're about a week into Eric Rogers being back with the club. What have you seen from the big receiver so far?
We're a week in, but we really only got the one practice yesterday. And, you know, he looked like he was running well, and not a lot of mental bust either as far as learning the new system. So he's studying. He's from what I've heard, he's spending extra time with Bo, which is not a bad thing, receiver quarterbacks hanging out. So, and then one of those guys that has a chance. He really does, but we'll see how it plays out. But I'd like to keep seeing, you know, maybe another day or two, see how his wind is, his knowledge, and whether it's a smart move. And if we feel he's ready, we'll see if we can get him in there.
How does he look? He is a guy coming off a season where he didn't play the leg issue and that sort of didn't allow him to have the NFL opportunity that he was supposed to get there. Does he look like he's close?
Yeah, no, I think health-wise, he's Eric. It's just, you can't simulate practice or a game without actually being in it. Like, you can work out as hard as you want. You can go to the gym, do whatever you want. It's not going to translate straight up to practice or even more so to a game. So you got to get these guys working. That's why, in my opinion, training camp is so important. Yeah, it's only 2.5 weeks, but if you miss it, you're going to be behind. And ultimately, though, we do have guys that are, like I said, perennial pros that have been in there, done that. Eric is still one of those guys. He's certainly shown me that he's physically ready to go. Now I just got to make sure I don't overload him mentally and see what happens.
Getting ready for the game Saturday against Hamilton, what's the preparation process like? Do you look at what they did in training camp or in the preseason games at all? Do you look back to last season? How does one get ready strategy-wise for week one?
You know, a little bit tougher for the offensive staff because, you know, it is a new defensive coordinator, and yet their old defensive coordinator is now their assistant head coach. So, unfortunately, you're not sure exactly what you're going to get, but that's week one. We practice for, I guess, a bunch of different looks. That's not always good because you can overload your guys, but we're obviously preparing for what we saw, but we also are going back into our library of what we used to see from Orlando Steinhauer, and we'll prepare for that as well. Other than that, though, you just look at yourself. You just try to make sure you're doing a good job and doing the things you should do to make your team better and focus on playing fast, playing with your eyes, recognizing what you see, and attack it, and hopefully have success.
Obviously, with the Ticats comes the most talked about backup quarterback in the Canadian Football League right now with Johnny Manziel. Have you had a chance to check out any of Johnny Football's Canadian ventures so far?
Maybe watch it. I think as a media maybe treats it different. We don't treat it any different. He's got talent. He's got skill, and he is the backup. The other guy's better. So that's just the bottom line.
Talk to me about your defensive line. It seems like a group that everyone's very excited about the ability to wreak havoc and get into the backfield.
Well, we have had that for a while, but you know we feel like we've got some good players there, and you know, we lost Uzi as another piece, but we think we've solved that with some other young players. And Jagir Davis also practiced yesterday, which for me is a big plus. So we will have guys. Micah's back in the mix. That's a good thing for our team. So yeah, it's coming together, and it is already a strong group. Now I think we're getting even more pieces. And if the quarterback's running around, doesn't have time, can't see what he's doing down the field, you'll win a lot of games.
All right. Elsewhere, just any storylines around the league you're excited about? I know we talked with you a few weeks ago. You weren't necessarily keen on the three bye weeks nor the earlier start, but anything outside of your building that you're excited to follow this year in the CFL?
No, I mean, we're excited for the year. I mean, to be honest, the hockey's wrapped up, the basketball's wrapped up. It's time to get into some football, and we're hoping that the city just buys into us. And you know, we're still the same team and all that, but there's so many new players. I think it'd be interesting for our fans to get out there and see what we've got. And we're looking forward to going after it on Saturday and making sure that we start off fast.
Thanks, Coach. We wish you well Saturday afternoon.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Dave Dickinson, head coach of the Stamps. 5 o'clock kickoff against Hamilton on Saturday.